Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to our Valentine's Day show on Connecting with Spirit. I am your host, Michelle Stockatelny, and I am looking forward to taking your calls today. I am a spiritual medium, the owner of the Spirit Guided Path, which is the name under which I offer all of my teachings. The name Spirit Guided couldn't be more accurate in terms of what I do or how I teach. Everything I provide to you is a result of the work I do with my own team of spirit guides who are amazing, wise, compassionate spirits. Anytime I have ever helped anyone in this life, it has been with them, and today will be no different. All of the guidance, support, and encouragement that is given today will be from spirit. Relationships can be so difficult, especially in this age of technology, where it seems that more and more people are glued to their fancy phones instead of actively communicating with the people closest to them. The rapid advancement of all things online has our heads spinning, with far too much information and not all of it accurate being thrown our way constantly. If you have noticed that technology seems to be putting a wedge between you and a loved one, especially a romantic partner, it may be time to make an arrangement to put the phones away when you get home for the day, or at least for the first hour or two after you arrive home. The art of conversation is not completely lost yet, but it is very important to make time to spend without computers or phones around, you know, look into each other's eyes and really listen to what the other person has to say. Sometimes I hear, well, I don't have anything to talk about, but we all actually do. It doesn't mean that you need to spend hours reciting sonnets or engaging in deep, meaningful conversations, though that would be nice. It just means spending time reconnecting, touching each other's hands, smiling at one another, talking about anything that comes to mind, whether it's silly or serious. Humans need connection. And while technology offers us a lot in the way of branching out and gaining new knowledge, having different experiences, it's hardly a replacement for true human affection. I see we have a number of callers who have been waiting patiently, and so I will be getting to as many of you as I can today. While you're on hold, though, think about what it is that you plan to ask. I am not offering future predictions regarding your relationships, not today or ever. This is because spirit cannot say with 100% accuracy what you or your partner will ultimately choose to do. We all seem to want certainties about things when it comes to the future, but we also want free will, and we can't have it both ways. We do have free will, and thus the responsibility is on us to do what we must to improve our relationships, to compromise, to have honest conversations, to be truthful with ourselves about what we want in this life. And so when I take your call, please feel free to describe what is going on that made you think to call, and my guides and I will be so happy to provide guidance and insight to help you on your path. Let's take our first caller. You've all been waiting such a long time. Here we go. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kimberly.
Hello? Kimberly, hi Kimberly, how are you?
Hi.
I can hear you, yes.
I'm great. What about you?
Welcome to the show.
Okay.
And why have you called in today? How can I help you?
I called in today because I'm in a relationship, and I think I've been expressing my feelings to a man. I don't know if it's the wrong way, but he takes it as criticism, and I just want to know, how can I respond better or express my feelings better?
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to remember, if you're speaking your truth and you're saying it with, you know, your whole heart, you're not trying to be offensive, you're not trying to, your intention isn't to cause your partner any sort of discomfort. You have to remember, he's taking it the way, based on where he is on his path at this time. So if you find he takes everything personally, you have to remind him that it's not always about, you know, what you're saying or how you're saying it. It's about how he's interpreting it. So do you find that he's kind of sensitive, or he takes things personally with everybody in his life, or is it mostly just you?
I don't know about anybody else. I know it's with me.
Right. Chances are, if it's like this all the time with you, I mean, it's usually amplified because you're in the relationship, but I would say chances are he probably has a difficult time kind of taking responsibility for his own actions and stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes. You are correct.
Yes. Yes. And so this would be someone who probably, you know, and that's okay, because we're all at different, you know, we're all at a different part of our journeys. We all have lots to learn. So anything I provide, it's just simply based on my own experience. But what I would say is that you can't change him, and he might be trying to change you, but without realizing that if he wants things to change, he needs to actually do the work, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so next time if you say something, and, you know, be mindful about how you're saying it. So can you give me an example of something that you think he's taken the wrong way?
Yes. I said sometimes when you don't respond to me, I feel rejected.
Okay.
That's what I said. He took it the wrong way.
Okay. And so does he become very agitated and annoyed and very loud,
yes,
with how he responds? Okay. And so,
well,
unfortunately,
just
I've
agitated,
seen this a lot.
Not loud.
Okay, not loud. Okay. But very agitated, very, you know, you're blaming me for this. So you're already saying it in a way that, you know, you're saying that you're using I statements. I feel this way. This makes me feel this way.
Yes.
You know, so you're already obviously very mindful about what you're saying and how you're saying it. So you really can't do much more than that, right? Aside from not saying anything at all. And obviously, you know, when this happens more and more, you almost want to not say anything, because, you know, then you're not speaking your truth at all, because you don't want to have to, you don't want to feel like you're setting off the fire. Does that make sense? And that creates a bit of a detachment, because you don't want to, you're like, well, I want to say something because it's my truth, but, you know, if I hold back, then he's not going to get upset. And so then, unfortunately, that would just create bigger blockages in your relationship, which is something you don't want.
Right.
You're obviously very mindful.
Right.
So I would try to approach it more as the next time there's something that you want to say, you know, I would maybe start with, you know, I've noticed that whenever I try to talk to you about something that is my truth or is important to me, you seem to get very agitated with me. What can I do that would help you with this? And so, you know, try to help him be more included in this. And what he might say might not resonate with you, but at least you're getting it out on the table, because he, for whatever reason, he might not even be very mindful of the fact that he is reacting this way. This is just the way he just kind of reacts and doesn't even think about it. And so if you kind of bring his attention to it, it creates that opportunity for a conversation that, you know, there might be room for change and growth once you kind of put that out there. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good, good. So I'd say try that and then go from there and see what he has to say and just be open to it. If he reacts quickly again, say, well, you know what, why don't you take time to think about it before you just react? Because it seems like he's reacting without thinking about it, right? And so it creates a bit of a tension that doesn't probably need to be there. So you can always say, too, I notice that you react really quickly without even thinking about what I'm saying. Because often when somebody reacts without taking any time to, you know, like if it's like you say something and then all of a sudden they react really quickly, they haven't even taken time to absorb the information that you're giving them. So they're just thinking about what they're going to say quickly without even absorbing what you're saying. So you could always say, you know what, next time I try to talk to you about something, why don't you sit with it for a few minutes before you respond to me? You don't have to react right away, you know.
Right.
And that might help a bit too, because he might become a bit more mindful, like, oh, you know, trying to understand why does he get agitated? Why does he feel frustrated? You know, and so all you're trying to do is help him to be a bit more mindful. And of course, you can't change him, but, you know, together as a couple, if you guys both put the effort in, I have no doubt that that could improve a lot.
Okay.
So I really hope that
Thank you very much.
This helps you, Kimberly. Oh, you're so welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. I wish you all the best. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was a perfect example of a call. Yes, you know, I can't tell you for sure what your partners are going to do. I mean, it would be nice, obviously. I wish I could, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, commitment and all that. You know, you'd love to know, will my partner commit to a certain level? Will this happen? Will that happen? We don't come here to know all of the answers. We come here to experience life. So, you know, having someone tell you, yes, you'll get married. Yes, you'll do this. Yes, you'll do that. It kind of takes away from, first of all, the surprise of everything. Because I don't know about you, when my husband proposed to me, I was surprised. And you'd think that being a medium, I wouldn't be, but I was. So, you know, obviously I wanted to and all that stuff. I was really looking forward to that. But when it actually happened, I wasn't expecting it. And I got to say, I'm happy I didn't know. There have been times when, I mean, there are certain things in my own life when I kind of knew things ahead of time, especially with my children and stuff. But I have asked my guides, you know, don't tell me. I want certain things to be a surprise. So if a medium who sees stuff like that and can be connected like that says you want to be surprised, trust her, because you do. It's really important to enjoy, because you don't get a lot of those opportunities in life. We only get so few of these amazing firsts and all of that. So I say just enjoy it. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Dr. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Donna. Hi.
Donna, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And how can I help you today?
I wanted to know about a relationship. I'm not in one right now.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of hoping for something, or you're kind of wondering what's coming up and all that. Well, again, Spirit usually won't tell me, oh, absolutely, this is going to happen when, because you know what? Sometimes if Spirit says too much, you don't put yourself out there anymore, and you're kind of like, well, why didn't it happen? But I can certainly see if they have any guidance for you. Does that make sense?
I do. Okay.
Okay. So just try to relax. I'm going to connect with your energy and see what your team of guides wants to say about this. Okay. Okay, Donna. Okay. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first thing I'm noticing is it was a little bit of tension in my abdomen, which tells me that there is maybe not so much an anxiety, but kind of a, you know, I feel like you really want to move forward in your life. I feel like there's a lot of like waiting, like that idea of waiting for the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what I'm hearing from your guides right now is that, okay, it's so funny, they're playing that Tom Petty, I think it's Tom Petty, that song, Waiting is the Hardest Part, as I keep hearing this right now, and it tells me that you've noticed that probably, they're saying the last 3 or 4 months, actually, you've been kind of feeling like you've been waiting, it's kind of like this plateau. Does that make sense? It feels like there's been a lot of waiting around right now. Does that resonate with you? Okay, so I feel like the song that I keep hearing, I also feel a lot of like really positive energy. So I don't feel like this is something that's going to be going on for a lot longer. But I also don't feel like I'm getting exact like days or times. But I am, okay, so as I'm talking, I do see like flowers blooming and all that stuff. So it tells me that likely spring is a really good time for you to meet someone special. I'll see if they'll give me anything else in terms of like maybe where or when. Let's see. Okay. So what I'm actually hearing is, and whether you're open to this or not, I don't know. I'm just going to give you what I get. It's like they're showing me like some type of class or something like that. Like, I don't know if you've thought about taking like a cooking class or some sort of like just fun learning, not like serious learning. I feel like, you know, something fun for whatever you're, you know, doing in this life. And I feel like that would be a really good way to go about getting out there. Does that make sense?
Yes. Makes sense.
Okay. So I'd say, you know, look around your community in the springtime, or, you know, obviously spring is coming up in March, I guess. So, you know, over the next few weeks, just see what's there and see what you might feel drawn to do. You can ask, even if you don't feel like you're connected with your own spirit guides, trust me, they are there. They are helping you. You can ask them to help you feel drawn to a certain class that would increase the possibility of this happening. So I'd say just try to have an open mind and don't go to the classes or whatever, just like looking for someone, because people will feel your energy. If you go to the classes and you just are open to learning about what you're learning about and just have a good time, no expectations, no sort of pressure on yourself or anyone else, this kind of relaxes your energy and makes you much more approachable. Because if you go to a place like that and you're kind of like, I really need to meet someone, that people will feel that. Does that make sense? Because a lot of times we don't understand like the energy we're putting out there, right? And even if someone's kind of subconsciously picking up on it and they're not even really aware of, you know, energy or anything like that, we still feel those things. So just, you know, try to remind yourself, do a meditation before you go, just try to relax your energy and just be open to whatever comes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. So I know I still hear the song Waiting is the Hardest Part. And if you hear that song, you'll know that your guides, you're going to know that your guides playing and saying, you know, yes, we know, we're listening. But I definitely feel like, you know, I keep, like, while I've been connected with your energy, I've been smiling the whole time, which tells me very positive, very good. Don't worry. It's definitely nothing to worry about. I just feel like, you know, it's just got to be the right place and time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I hope that takes a little bit of the pressure off and a little bit of the, you know, it's just going to happen. No, I don't feel anything wrong. You're going to be good. Everything's going to be wonderful. So just try to relax and enjoy, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, I love when spirit plays like that. I never know when I connect with somebody's energy. And I was actually at a festival this last weekend, which is why I didn't have a show on last Friday, because I was amazing at the Healing Connections Festival, and I had such a great time. And it's just so amazing. You never know what spirit is going to bring through. I never know when I connect with somebody's energy. And while I was giving a talk a bit about what it's like to be a medium in this life, because it's lots of fun, but not a lot of people understand what it's like. Someone asked, well, how do you know, how do I know that you're not just reading my face or you're not like looking me up? Well, first of all, hopefully when you see, listening to this radio show, all I see on my screen are numbers. I can't see your name. I can't see you. I have no idea who's calling. You could give me a pseudonym. I would never know. When I'm connecting with your energy and I can't see you, I can hear your voice, but that's about it. And usually the audio isn't the best when we're doing the radio show with callers. So there's no way that I'm cold reading or anything like that, because I wouldn't even know where to begin. I would have nothing to go on. So that's what I love about mediumship, providing those connections when there's simply no other explanation for how I have information about what you're going through or things that have been going on. It's spirit. And that's just, what mediumship is all about, providing that information for you. So let's take another caller.
Hello.
Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Pamela.
Hello?
How are you? Hi.
Pamela, hi. How are you? Okay. How can I help you?
Okay, so it's type of relationship question, but it's more specific. This person and I, it's a long story, but we met like in the fall, and I told him how I felt about a few weeks ago, and he's just acting it's awkward. He's helping me with my writing. I'm a writer, and he told me to send some work this past weekend. And I like giving people space. I like being respectful that way. So I just kind of give it some time. And then actually yesterday I texted him and I asked him if he received my work. And I'm not hearing from him. And it takes 2 seconds to say yes or no. So it's just very odd. I don't know. Is he running away from this? What's he feeling about? Because
when you told him how you felt, were you kind of face to face, or was this over the phone or through?
Yeah, we were face to face.
And how did he react to that?
He was very gracious. He was like, "How can his words?" He reacted by saying, or responded is a word, by saying, "How can you reject genuineness?" Because I really was. I took a month and a half to write what I said,
right.
And I read aloud my letter to him. That's what I did.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd say, to me, and I'm not even connecting with your energy, but I can tell you have a lot of upbeat energy and you're very positive. And I think that you probably have just a wonderful big personality. I can see that already. But he's also, he might not either be in that time or space with wanting to be in a relationship. How he's reacting or how he's acting, it tells you way more than any word would ever, right? And so you're picking up on that. You're kind of, do you feel that bit of tension now whenever you think about him, or kind of like an uneasy feeling? Do you feel a bit like that when you think about him now?
Yeah, because it's the accent. He's not, it's just awkward. Do you see what I mean, Michelle? Because the reason is, in 2 seconds in a nutshell, is that he asked me for my work. I sent him my work, and now there's nothing.
Uh-huh. Was there a reason to send, what is his position in terms of you sending him his work, that work? Like, if you sent your work, are you concerned that he might be using it as his own or anything like that? Like, is he a writer or is he an editor?
Yeah, he is. He's a professor, so he writes himself. And so he's like, I'd love to review your work. And so I did, he asked me, and it was just it was seamless. It wasn't, like, forced or anything on both parties.
Yeah.
I think it was natural, right. Yeah. So now there's nothing. It didn't even tell me if you received it or not, and it's just very weird. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the thing is, as much as I would, first of all, I have to be ethical. I can't connect with his energy and find out what he's doing, because I don't have his permission, so I can't say, he's vacationing or he's doing this. We have to understand. Sometimes you have to kind of put yourself in a different perspective, where. for instance, there could have been a death in the family, that there could have been illness, someone he loves could be not doing well. There could be many reasons for him acting the way he is, even though it's not considerate, and it would be nice, yes, if he only took 2 seconds to say, I'm alive and I got your work and I'll get back to you when I can. Yes, I understand. But we don't know what he's doing, right? We don't know if there is a good reason.
Right.
So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. And then when you do hear from him, I would say, you know what, just express. I gave you my work. I asked if you received it. I would like to know, is everything okay? Is there something I need to worry about? Like, you know, try to follow, like get some follow-up from him whenever he does respond. And if you hear nothing, you can send one more message or whatever. I'm just concerned for you. I haven't heard back. I sent you this work that I poured my heart into, or however you want to word it, and just see what he responds. But I'd say, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, and always remember that actions will speak louder than words in any instance like this. Even if he chooses not to pursue a relationship, it might be more about where he is in his own path as opposed to how he actually feels about you. He might very well be crazy about you, but he might have just got out of a serious relationship. He might, you know, his heart might not be ready. Does that make sense?
No, that totally makes sense. So, Michelle, can I just ask you, what's the highest, for my angels, my guides, what's the biggest message for me today, now?
I'll connect with your energy. Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
So just relax, and I'm going to connect with your energy, so you probably feel like tingles around your head or something. It's just energy, and I'm going to see what your guides have to say. Okay. So yeah, as I suspected, my heartbeat quickened up as soon as I connected with your energy, so it tells me that you probably, from start to finish in your days, you're go, go, go. Does that describe you pretty well?
Much,
I feel like there's a lot of energy, which is good.
Yes.
But I also feel like there's a lot of, okay. So I'm actually hearing from your guides. And when I'm doing a show like this, it's easier just to have your team of guides tell me what they need to tell me as opposed to like picking one out of the whole thing. They know what to tell me. It's like your team of guides is saying that the exact words is she's a force to be reckoned with. And it feels like your energy, you know, and this is, you have to understand, this is not a bad thing, but it feels like you intimidate people. Does that make sense? So like, and it's not anything you're doing. It's
so
just your energy is so strong. What's that?
Yes, it's so, you know, it's so, in the last month, friends have let go of me. She literally said, you intimidate me. And I'm like, what is happening?
Exactly.
I know it's my frequency. Look, I love me, and
That's the lesson, though, not to change, not to dim your light, not to dumb it down, not to, you know, try to make everyone else feel comfortable. You keep going like this and keep going far with it. And the right person who can keep up with you and challenge you and meet you on that level will eventually be there. And I think that this is what your guides are saying. They really want you to just make sure you're not trying to fit yourself into a little box so that you can make someone else feel more comfortable. If you're too much for them, then it would never have lasted anyway, because you need to be you, like you said. There's no dimming this light. You're a wonderful, magnificent person. You know, so just please just keep up with it and just keep shining that light, and the right person is going to come and not be intimidated at all. They are going to meet that frequency and then help you exceed, right? So just keep shining, okay? Please don't worry about it at all.
No,
and this particular one,
I'm
hearing from them that I wouldn't focus so much on him. I don't think he's quite there. So I would say it was probably great to meet him, and I'm sure you've taught him a lot about himself, but I'm hearing from your team of guides. I wouldn't put, you know, all the eggs in one basket with regards to that one, okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Surrender, let go, let God. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope that helps, and I hope you have a great Valentine's Day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Oh, that was great. I love connecting with people that have like just big personalities and big energy. It's just great. But that's one of the things too, that a lot of people think that they have to kind of dim their light a little bit, because you want to obviously connect with people. You want to, you know, make those connections in life. And I completely understand that and empathize with it, but you have to be who you are. You'll never be happy until you are who you are. And the more you try to repress that, the more unhappy you will be. So please never repress yourself for anyone. You know, try to be who you are as authentic. Another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Taking my call. I'm okay.
For sure. Good. How can I help you today?
I would like to know if you see a change in finances coming up for me. I'm trying to get work, a job in my field.
I understand. I completely understand, but we are doing a theme show today, and it's all about relationships and love and Valentine's Day and all that stuff. Do you have any questions about that, or are you kind of more focused on the financial aspect of things?
I mean, I would like to find love, too. Do you see anything like that coming up for me?
Okay, so I will connect with your energy. And like I was saying in the show, I mean, your guides are unlikely to say, oh, absolutely, on this day and time and all that, because we have to get out there. We have to put ourselves out there. But I'll see what they have to say, okay? So just relax. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And I'll connect with your energy. Okay. Okay, so the first thing I feel when I connect with your energy is, it's like a tension in my forehead. So normally I would attribute this to either tension headaches or third eye blockages and stuff like that. But with you, I feel more of it's kind of where you carry your worry. I feel like you're kind of going over and over in your mind about all the things that you feel like you need to get done and all that kind of stuff. It feels like you're really focused on, kind of like, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this going forward? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so, okay. So, okay. And so what I'm hearing from your team of guides right now is that the lesson right now, it's just, actually it's so funny because they're giving me this vision of kind of like those kind of lights you would see on Broadway where, you know, it's just big, bold, and like lots of light bulbs and stuff. And it's like, let it go, let go. I just feel like that's the lesson it feels like you have a really hard time kind of letting go of what can't be controlled. You want a job, you want to, you know, and for love and all that stuff. And it's really hard to kind of just let it happen because you're obviously, and for jobs, you have to put yourself out there. I get that. And with love, you have to put yourself out there. But I feel like there also needs to be a bit of stepping back and kind of just allowing things to unfold as they need to. Does that make sense?
Not really, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's all
and
hear.
And nothing
happens.
What's that?
And I need.
Well,
I need
you might hear it all the time, but are you doing it? Are you allowing yourself to breathe? Are you allowing yourself to be in the moment and not worried about the future? Because letting go, you know, it's easy to say, and I get that. But
honestly, I'm not able to pay my bills. So,
right.
Of course, I'm worried, and that's not going to go away.
I get that. No, I know. I understand. But what I'm hearing from your guides is that no amount of worry is going to pay the bills either, though, right? It's not going to change anything. It's got to be focusing on what you can do. The quality of your thoughts is exactly what you're kind of sending out there into the universe. So if you're saying, you know, I don't know exactly what you're saying to yourself, but if it's kind of like, okay, this keeps happening, or, you know, why am I not getting the job? Why am I not getting this? Why is this not happening? That's the energy you're sending out there. So in the beginning of the day, if you send out like really, you know, try to change that thought process to a bit more positive where today I'm going to do the best I can and I let go of everything else. Today I feel like I am ready to get this job and stuff like that. It might feel disingenuous at the beginning of that, but the more you kind of repeat these things to yourself, the easier it becomes to kind of get away from negative self-talk and to start focusing more on manifesting what you are trying to manifest as opposed to constantly manifesting the things that you're trying so hard not to manifest. Does that make sense?
I think I'm just going to pull back from all of this because this isn't working for me. It just isn't.
Right. I'm sorry. I feel like you really need to.
Thanks so much.
Like,
go ahead. Go on to the next caller. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Unfortunately, not everyone's going to resonate with the guidance. And sometimes if you're not ready to focus on what you need to focus on or, you know, what your guides have to say, I mean, that is just the way it's going to be. And that's okay. Sometimes we don't want to. I get it. You want to hear, you're going to get the job. Tomorrow you're going to get the job. Oh, no, love is coming tomorrow. You're going to get it tomorrow. I can't do that. I can't tell you because you have to live your life. You have to put yourself out there. You have to learn your lessons. You're here to learn. Yes, I get it. If you can't pay your bills, the stress is mounting, and my heart goes out to anyone that has to go through that. I know that you have to worry about it. I know that it is a problem. But the thing is, no amount of worry is ever going to make anything that much better. You need to focus on what you can change in the moment. Yes, I need this. I need that. but today I'm going to be at peace. I trust the process. I trust exactly everything I need is going to come to me as I need it to. And kind of when you start to let go a little bit more, things start happening. And you'd be surprised just by how much you can manifest into your life by just starting to think more positively. And it's up to you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've had a great time. Blessings.